Okay, let's see if we can get a little Gemara done. We have to go back on the sugya of Ein Sofek Motzim Leivada. Okay? Pick up the Gemara on Tez Bobo Rebbe's. Use a volunteer. Yesterday I gave you an update on Machlokes of Bestowas D'Oraisa, Bestowas D'Rabbanan. I told you that the Rabbanan really leads you to a conclusion which is the best kind of Machlokes that you can have in the Gemara. Why? It's a machlokas in shikul adas, how I evaluate things. Not a machlokas in a posik, in a gwara, which are unhappy machlokas. Here you have a machlokas, how you evaluate the badoes of two chazokas, each of which has a chzoron in it. The cheskas tara of the isha has a chzoron, chzasui vishtanos, right? The chazokya of Arer Buzman Obo has chesronos, the way the Chazonish said, because you cannot set a biological system on a clock and have it function the same way all the time. There's so many extraneous factors that he mentions, diet, climate, etc. There's an example of what are the possible variations, right, in a chazoke. And once you have variations in a chazoke, you have already a chazoke that is not bados. Hence you have the machlokes, right? To what extent you consider the cheskas tahara of the isha or the chazoke of the veset, chazoke of a reb as man abor, and how much Badois are you willing to give to it? If the chazoke were a solid chazoke, I don't need a posuk in the Torah or halacha l'moshe v'sinai. It's enough to have the halacha of chazoke. Chazoke makes it into a biru, into a badai. But since that's lacking, if of course you have a posuk in the Torah, you have a halacha l'moshe v'sinai, there's no discussion. There's no argument on it. The only argument is, how come there's an argument about it? That's the problem. Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, or a pasuk, right? Vizartem is Bnei Yisrael. Why should you have any machlokas on such a thing? Why wasn't accepted by everybody? Obviously, was not accepted by everybody, because you have halacha lemaisa. We paskin that bestows the rabbona. All the gedolei poskim, all the Rishonim, all joined in to the conclusion that was Torah Sad Rabbanan. We don't have a Torah Sad Isa. Bizman Azeh, if a woman won't be, she won't be Bodekes as Hatzma on the day of the Veset, right? She will not declare a Temeya. She won't have to count 12 days and then go to Mikveh. She didn't. We'll ask her to make a Bedikah whenever she reminds herself, make a Bedikah, then she will tell us the Bible. As long as she doesn't find any Damnat. Why? Add the old problem of Hagosha. Since there was no Hagosha, even though we're machmir, we say Dilma Hergisha Vlavadaita, but Avadoz it doesn't make. It doesn't make into Avadai. Okay. Pick up the Gemara again from Tezvov Omid Beis. Vein Sofek Motzi V'Dei Badai. You have about one third down on the Omid. Who do we have to say the Gemara? Okay. Mordechai? Okay.
Go for it. Ve'ein savik moti midei vada. Ve'lo ve'ha tanya chavar shemez ve'niach megurum le'ya peros. So chavar, this is the rest we're up to? We're up to this one, right?
Right.
Chavar shemez ve'niach megurum le'ya peros. Afilu ha'in b'nei yomi ha'in d'chez kas betuga. So a chaver who dies and he leaves a basket full of fruit, even if they were
badai maisa,
yeah,
I mean badai chayim b'maisa,
yeah,
right. You assume that what?
That it was already done. That you can that there metugin, which we translated. Was metugin yesterday that we translated that you can have like a bite from them or that?
So the what? I'm sorry.
Metugin was translated that you can. Can
eat
them, or
the shaila is, can you eat them without
giving ma'aser?
Without giving ma'aser,
yeah.
You assume it's musa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you, so you have what do you have here? You have badai chay b'tevel, right? And sofik, whether they gave ma'aser or not, and that sofik is moisim midei badai, right? Call it. But yeah, the main thing is the comparison to our case of chazokas. Here you have a chazokia of chiyuv, right? Badai chay b'maisa. And what's our case? You have a woman, right? Who is, she was what? Badai. At some point, she was badai tameya. She had to do something to take away the badoes, same as the chaver, same as this fellow. He had to do something to take off the iso. Did he do it or did he not do it? Was she tovlo? Did she go to mikveh? Was she not go to mikveh? We don't know that. So you're going to make an assumption that most likely, that's a very good comparison between two kinds of chazokis. There's a chazokah as vadai. Vadai, she became asur lebaila. Suffolk, whether she became muteras lebaila. To become muteras lebaila, she had to do something. It required an act from her. Likewise, by the chovel, in order to become royal achila, there was an act that had to be done. The maisa had to be done. Nevertheless, over there, you assume, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a point here that comes in of integrity of the people. Now, do you have confidence in the integrity of the woman that she did what she's supposed to do? Do you have confidence in this chovel, he did what he's supposed to do? So what does the Gemara say? But here you see that what? That suffix is motzi midei vada. Right? Back off a little bit.
Right.
The Gemara said that what? That Isha, that Badai Rosa, if surgery became a nida, then you can't assume anything. You have to find out. And you have to mimbara. So the husband can't assume anything. He has to ask her, did you go to mikveh or not? If, however, Sofik, whether she Rosa, Sofik, or Rosa, ain't a Hanami, then not. But if it's a Badai Rosa, right? And a suffix whether she went to mikveh or not. And suffix Muslim Dei Vada. So Gemara asks the kasha, here you have exact same situation. Vadai Tevil. Suffix whether you broke the Tevil. Right? Whether the Tevil disappeared by an act of this of the owner, who happens to be a chover. And the Gemara there says, right? Afilahim bin a yomar, which means that Badai Chayiv B'maisa Harein B'chesem Sukonim. So you see that a suffix is Motzi Midei Badai. What's trouble here? It should be a, what kind of shaila is a suffix Motzi Midei Badai? Of course suffix not Motzi Midei Badai. Vaday is vaday, sofik sofik. What's that? So you have to modify the question a little bit. The sofik is what? A sofik whether he did something which vaday will take away the isur.
Yeah.
In other words, it's a biyodo. Here's what I want to analyze a little bit better. I want to make a comparison. This is, I'm saying this der pilpul, but I think it's a good sushtel. But if it's chazik yisure, it's not nemen. If it, we had it mentioned before, but if it's biyodo, then erechot is nemen. What are you dealing with here? You're dealing here with something which is beyond someone to do. It's an isu that is expendable, removable. You can get rid of the isu. So the issue is the cheskas, as I mentioned yesterday, the cheskas kashrus of the man, the cheskas kashrus of the woman. Can you trust that chazoke? She has that chazoke. Not the cheskas tahara, which was broken by the Riyaz Dam. But she has a chazoke that she's a full woman, that she behaves properly. That's why the question is. That's why it's such a very nice comparison. It seems to be far-fetched from Nida, Mikveh to Meiser. Not so far-fetched. Because in both cases, you have a simple situation. There's a Vada Yisu, right? It's Biyad. It's in the hands of an individual to remove that isur. The question is, does he have enough integrity to do so? Does he have halachic integrity? Meaning, does halacha grant him that because he's a man of integrity, therefore he will do it? Does the halacha allow, because she is a woman of integrity, that she will make sure to get rid of the isur? That's why the comparison is such a good one. What's the Gemara answer? If you look at it that way, Gemara gives an answer, not a happy answer for women. What it says is, the integrity of the man I can trust. Chazok al chover sheni mojo d'tachas mezuka. I can't have the same confidence that she went to mikveh. We're not talking about a woman, she's not going to go to mikveh. And here, I say, it fits it nicely in the whole chart. If you go with Cheskas Kashrus, I say, a chover who's aware of Haloche, right? He's afraid someone's going to come into the house. He went ahead, he brought the Peres into the house. He's afraid someone is going to be a takola to somebody. I did something terrible. I left Peres. It's a trap. Someone to be over on an isu. That, oh, he wouldn't do such a thing. Therefore, surely, as soon as he came into the house, he took off mice, a big deal. He took off one apple, he took off one fig, and he gave it away to the, and put it away someplace, or gave it directly to the Levi. Here, the question is, would she act the same way? Especially where we have here, it goes on the Mishnah, Bo min aderech. Husband wasn't home. Husband is home, she goes to mikveh when she wants to go to mikveh. Husband wasn't home. Does she have to worry about maybe he'll come home a kind of oreach, shalom bezmano bo? She expected her husband to come home on a Tuesday, right? And he decided to come home on a Monday. Will she have to worry about that and therefore make sure she went to mikveh on Sunday? She was able to go to mikveh on Sunday already, as far as the count was concerned. So this is where you have a nice hezbo in the Gemara. The issue now comes in when you answer me, Chazok al chover shemes, Chazok al chover chenim osbach, yoda enim double chenim sukkot. What you're telling me is that a chover looks ahead. A chover worries about what can be. He's afraid of, right, of an unusual circumstance also. That someone will come in and just grab a fig and not ask him whether it's mu'usa or not. Same question applies. Did the isha, was her conduct such of such confidence we have in our conduct, that you took into account the fact that a husband may come home a little bit earlier. What's the tenets number one is that you can't give the woman the same confidence you give to a chaver. Not because she has less integrity than a chaver. I don't want to put that in. It's because she has less reason to worry that something bad will come of it if she doesn't behave that way. The chaver is afraid, if I don't give maisa right away, I won't be motzi mitachas yodi dover she'enem besukon. I'm afraid someone will walk in and help himself to some fruit, and I'm eating double shein of musa. The same question I have to ask about the woman. Are you sure that the woman surely went to mikveh when she didn't have to go to mikveh? Nothing pushed her to go to mikveh. There's no danger. Her husband isn't here. The answer is, but maybe he'll come home early. That doesn't match up with the probability of error that you have by the chovel and the maisa. Therefore, he says, by the chovel, right, the integrity of the chovel demands that einam osim lasod einam asukim, because he can lead someone else into a takola. But over here, not so. I mean, especially not so. It's hard for us to work with that, Bevis. What's the big deal? Why does he ask her anyway? You're going to have relations with her when she's fast asleep. That's also, you can't have relations with a wife when she's fast asleep. So she has to be awakened. What then? She'll be awakened. What the Gemara says, nim below nim, right? Yeah, drowsy, right? And it will not be in her mind anything clear enough for him to tell the husband I did or didn't go to mikveh. The boy Sema knew. Next one. The boy Sema suffolk or suffolk.
Yes, Rabbi Yoshi.
By Anisha, we know she Bada became Anida. He was away long enough that certainly it passed over her Hovesed time. Therefore, there's a Bada Iso, and then a Sofek, did she do something to get rid of the Iso? By the case of the Maisa, I'm not sure there's a Bada Chi of Tebel. The boy same as Sofek with Sofek who? There's no badai tebel. What does that mean? No badai tebel, no? Uke raboshia. No, the more says, let's go.
Uke raboshia, dama raboshia. Mirim adam al tuato machlisa b'motz shela kadesh tehe behem toho chalet tura mina maisa. So people bring it in still on, I guess, the stem, right? Or they don't. People bring it in so that they don't have to be, so that it's for their animal feed, and that they're patrimina maisa rakati. That's where it goes. So basically, he says that we assume people just don't bring it in.
Yeah.
People don't bring it in a way that's going to be.
What?
Sorry, this is random squeaking noise. People bring in the produce in such a way that they purposely won't be chayav in Meisr to give in so that they can use it as animal feed.
Review the halachas. What are chiyuvi Meisr? Chiyuv Meisr requires what? Remember, I gave you this way. You have to remember these halachas.
A third of its growth time.
Gdil shlish, right?
Fully grown.
Yes, a gdil shlish, a third grown, right? Right. Then
you don't need any work done on it, I think.
Gmar malacha
and
Rizbe'er Bais. Okay, so there are ways There are two ways to get around the chiyuv maisa.
If you bring it and sell on the
stem. At least for what's called Michael Aroi, right? And Michael Behemo is Michael Aroi. That's to give a big advantage. Why would they try to avoid? What's the temptation to avoid giving maisa? Because it's 10%. 10% is a big thing. And when it comes to Michael Behemah, right, you're talking about most likely the profit margin of all the people who raise cattle isn't 10%. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we talking here?
It's a suffix that even since it's the derech on Hashem to bring it in so that you're not even chayv and meiser, we have a suffix it was even chayv and meiser. So it's not a suffix in a vadai situation, it's just a suffix in a suffix situation.
No, Mo doesn't give up. Bakati.
I'll
try again.
Yeah, Bakati and suffix most of me day vada.
Bakati ain't so much day vada. Are you convinced that that's halacha? I have another hayed, not so.
Va'atanya, ma'ase b'shivchato shamasik echad rimon shetila nafal labar. So there was a shivcha of one guy, I guess.
Daniel, mm-hmm. You have the English translation there. How's he translate masik?
Probably damasik.
Okay, yeah.
Rashi translate.
Okay, what's the case there?
So the shivcha of Masig and Rimon,
powerful person.
So in a town called Rimon, took the stillborn and threw it in a pit. And he looked over to find out if it was a zachar and a keva.
Okay. Oh, that's what we talk about here. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you have there? How's he fancy the word masik?
Powerful.
Huh?
Powerful person.
Yeah, okay. That we knew yesterday. Okay. A big shot. Okay. Why is that relevant? I don't know why you mentioned that basically. Just it's a maisa show you as the case. Maisa b'shoshu. Okay. We knew that it was someone's high up in the economic world because he had a shivcha.
Yeah.
And not everybody has shivcha. So it has a. Let's just analyze here. The first point is a shivcha. So a shivcha means a shivcha kananis.
Yeah.
Right? A shivcha kananis. Is worried about Hilchus Nida, Hilchus Leda. That's question number one. Okay?
The Shivcha isn't, that's why I'm just throwing
it. Is a Shivcha Kananis, right? Does she have the halachas? Remember, she's not a chikse. She's not a Jewish woman. She's hanging someplace in between there. Right? Yeah. So you have to know whether Shivcha has Tumas Leda, Tumas, that'll be the chilik to know where Zocha Nekeva. The baby, unfortunately, is dead. It was a stillborn, right? So what's the difference between Zocha Nekeva? Only Gabi the Halocha of Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tara, right? That's number one. What's the next issue? Next issue is what? The Kohen himself, is he Tomei? Because this fellow, looking down to see whatever he's going to see, he leaned over whatever was there, right? He leaned over the ball, and if indeed there was a dead baby in there, he'd become Tomei. Bo amaisa bnei chachomim v'tiharu.
Bnei
shechul do bado is mesuyim shom. Because there are animals that would drag away the nafel, drag away the stillborn. Therefore, we assume there was nothing there. He didn't see anything. That's the point. He couldn't see anything.
If he saw, then you would. Then you'd assume.
But
he missing
here, it was at night. Or why did he go look if he couldn't see? Too smart a fellow he wasn't. Okay. We have here a bunch of questions here. Number one, the halachas apply to a shifre. Obviously, yes. Number two, right? This kohen there, let me put it this way. Was he a learned kohen or an amoritz kohen?
Amoritz.
That's how the trainer have it.
Amoritz.
Okay, that's next. Obviously, she came to him because he's a chacham. Look at Rashi says, right? Im zochahu kohen chacham haya umor horos. You see, Tosha says he's an amoritz, but Rashi says he was a talmid chacham. Look at Rashi. Kohen chacham haya umor horos v'skavim lahoros lo yemei tumah v'tara. Inami, or maybe he wasn't worried about her. Why does Rashi say that? Shegora etzlo b'bayis v'gaz b'chumoso v'rotze lizor mimen according to Tumoso. Second reason. That's important to know. When is she no longer tummy? Because she was a servant in his house.
Cohen.
So you have here from here that a shifre is chayev in dini taras mishpoche. Why you call it in dini tuma batara?
Well, those would be. I mean, dini tuma taras mishpoche would be part of dini arayos, which
they're not chayev.
Which they're.
No.
Which they're clearly not high at
so
all.
So it says so.
But
it's only negayah him. It's negayah him legabe touching his truma. Right, he's a kohen. He has truma in his house. Right, priya shomrim. Third pshat. Rashi, leida emasayi zman havos kavona. What, im yera mishmarto. Right. If it turned out to be his turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, his mishma will be called. Then I have to know whether he's tummy or not. look in the Rashi. Now Rashi then goes ahead and criticizes these two or two. Lo svirili, I don't like this last teretz. The bishvil tov ol achas kula mishmarta lo ayel hay kohen nafshi lahachi. I can't see why the kohen would involve himself there. Let him not attend that service.
Well, I mean, it's once a year.
I'm not sure. I don't see he's making this great effort to find out whether he's tall or tummy, if it's only for the reason of his service, of his mishmah. The oath, right? And as far as the second question, the second answer he gave, she should know when to bring her korban. That takes care of the second reason. The first reason was to teach her Yimei Tumah V'Tahara, right? The Gam Losho Rishon Einanira Di Chocham Hu Klum Hu Bo Lahar Lavo Alav Del Tumas Mes. Elo Badai Koyin ha-ma'olets hoya. O koton. Mishigarto isha lahotzes v'liros. This woman, the woman of this Mesik Echad, right, told the Kohen, go look. So he went to look. He's an idiot. He doesn't know the halacha. He said, but none of the terutzim make sense. Thing that would make sense would be if the baby was the child of the mistress of the Shifcha. Why does that make sense? I'm just reading Tosfos Pshat into the Gemara. Because I wanted to see a rational explanation why he behaved that way. So I'm willing to take an individual and say he made a mistake on some point of halacha. But it has to be a point of halacha that's not so obvious to everybody. That's how Tosfos wants to leave. Therefore, it could be that the blood was the blood of the mistress, Tosfos says, and the Kohen made a mistake. It was the blood of the mistress, which happens to be his wife, right? Which happens to be his baby. And he thought that it could be metame to a mess because he's a korov. Kim lov imo lov achosor. Those are the korovim. They ought to be metame to a mess. What he didn't know, what he made him error, his error was that a nefel is not included in that heter. That it can be metame to a mess, but only a mess of a. Of a live born, one who was born alive and died, but someone who was never born alive, the coin can be metamitim. Tosfos tries to work out to minimize the errors of the Kohen, make it more sensible. Pick up the Tosfos in here on this one. We have to go back on the Chovah Shemesh also. But look at these Tosfos. They teach a whole bunch of halachas which you should know. B'shoso Shemesik. You got the Tosfos even also B'shivchoso. Mashma the Shifcha Metama Beleda. V'chein Lucha Peika Beleza de Mila the Komar. Lokach shivcho v'nesabro atzlo, ze yilid baye shinim ulushmona. Okay, what's the halacha of Milo? These things you should know. A yilid bayis, you own a shivcha, and she gets pregnant, she gives birth. A yilid bayis, bris is made on the eighth day. If you buy a little eved, you buy a shifcha with her baby, then he's nimo miyad. He's chayv b'mila right away. He's less than 8 days, you make mila less than 8 days. Okay? That's the halacha you should know. This Yelid Bayis. I mean, that people, you're aware that Achiv Mila is not only on your children, but also on your Avodim. I think I mentioned to you one of the explanations for the widespread circumcision among African tribes. How many of them practice circumcision there? Not only Muslim, even those that are not of the Muslim faith. It's widespread all over Africa. Yeah. Some people claim it's because of Yosef buying all the Egyptians during the Yemei Ha'ov. Right, remember? So they became his avodim. Therefore, they're all chayav b'mila. Therefore, you had all of Egypt was circumcised during the hunger years, and that is what spread over that whole area. You got that? The Hossam comma, Kol Sheinimu Tamei Oleda, Einimu L'Shmona. So therefore, we know from there, since a Yelid Bayis is Nimu L'Shmona, we know that she's Tamei Oleda, because the Moses said, no Tamei Oleda, no Nimu L'Shmona. Toras Khan and Tanya Nama Behedya. Engli Ele B'nei Yisrael. We only know that the Jews are Chayav B'Mila. Yeres, Shifro, Bein Meshucheres, Bein Sheinu Meshucheres, Minayin, Tamar Omer Isho. Minire, the Hodi Aleph, Leinu Meshucheres, Me Isho, Asfachta Balmu, Agav Achine, Nokar, Leper, Kamil, Krisis, Mashmah, the Bigzer, Shove, the Lolo, Asya, remember, the Chupsulo, Nitenlo, you learn lo lo ve isha, that they have the same halachos. That's the gabe kinyonim by a shifra, by an eved. We learn lo lo ve isha. That's the gzeir shobah. Upeg oral no yalav ve isha lo gieras mishuchera, sheina mishuchera, sheina maskar shobah. Only gieras mishuchera. It's not mentioned. What that means, whether it's a machlokas or just left out, you don't know. But nevertheless, from our gemara, simple pshat would be that a shifcho is chayeves be dini tumah v'tara of a leida, that she is bound by those halachos. So what happened? So why was the need to examine something? Ubo heitzitz v'omer rabbeinatam the kohen show to hoya. The filim nomad the shall givir to hoya. Even if you'll tell me that the baby was the son of the Kohen, it was the baby of her mistress, which means the wife of the Kohen. The Kohen's there, Korav Hoya Lo Hoya Lo Litamos. The Amar B'Toras Kanim and Kohen Metamel in the Folim. The being in Dumi Dover Imo, right? Second, the Ode. The kan lo yil etzorech hames. That second part of Tesis is not second tellus of Tesis isn't such an easy tellus. He give you a loche which loved afke. Doesn't seem that that's repaskim. That a kohen can only be metame lemes only if he's needed. Tzorech. Obed limo lebno lebito loche v'lachosol those that he metame. From the Gemara in Marikotin, it's mashma that it's a din in kovod hames and a din in chiv of avelus there, because the Gemara says Tosfos says rather that the ri or Rabbi Natam or Kohanim didn't want to be metame to a sister that died, and they timu balkocho. They took him and made him touch the balkocho against his will. Because the halacha is that he has to be metame lemes. So what Tosfos says over here that is the Tzorech Hames is a difficult tenet, because actually the Tzorech Hames, if it's a mes mitzvah, no one else take care of, then even not a kohov, then a kohen is allowed to be metame to a mes mitzvah because there's no one else around. If there are people around, there is mashra that he wouldn't be metame, not so posh that is aloche. So this second, the old tenets of Tesis needs a better analysis why he says so. Because Pashtus, according to most sheets, that a Kohen is betame lemes almost as a chiv letame lemes, not as a heter letame lemes. Okay. Finish a little piece of Tesis, and we the piece of Gemara, and we do the next Tesis. Also interesting Tesis. But why do we bring a life? They said they paskin that the Kohen was tohol. Go back to the Gemara. Daniel, you with us? Vahocha devada hitil nefil. That's Vaday, there was an Eiffel there. Suffer Geru, Suffer Lo Geru. The question is, is the Eiffel still there when he couldn't see him? Was he there or was he not there? Suffer whether the animals, the Schuldo, Baldalus, whether they dragged him away. Because he suffered Kamosim De Vaday. So you see, there's a Vaday tumor there. Suffer whether the tumor was taken out by the Chuldo Baldalus, so you see that a suffering is mostly Midei Vaday. And for the Gemara, Lotei Meitila Nefilabo, it was not a Vaday case. Elaimo Kamin Nefil. Part of the question was this baby already in the status of Tumor? What's Halacha? If it's less than 40 days, not Metame. Number two, there is I gave it to you, I handed it out to you, a copy of the Merck manual, a mole, a pregnancy that a massive tissue, but it's not a nafil. That's it. Or maybe it was that leida im nafil apila im ruach apila. That's how we learn pshat ruach apila, right? Means it was a futile pregnancy, right? Therefore, it wasn't a badai, it was a suffix. If a suffix giru took away the other suffix, the boy same, it wasn't suffix, but it's a vada giru. The boy same, keeping the chul do bottom and swim shom vada giru. What's his answer? Go back to the chacham. Chazok al chover sheinim motzal yod adav sheinim esuklan. What are you telling me? What does it really mean? Here's how you have to analyze it. It was a Pavlovian reflex. Whenever a chacham collects, a chover collects fruit, it's already obsessive compulsive, right? He immediately gives maisa. That's the chazok al chover. Shein mosif l'anodei asukin. I can't let go of it until I take it. So I am already programmed to behave in a certain way. That's it. Go back here to Baldalus. What's he answering you? You're dealing with a natural instinct of an animal. An animal that lives off carrion, off he's a scavenger animal, right? Sees food, there's no doubt. Number one, the animals mitsuyim shom, they know there's food there, right? They can smell the food. Number two, they will respond right away to it. Therefore, that instinctive behavior is called badai, not sofik. A behavior that's governed by instinct is called vadai. Go back to the case of Chova, you're saying the same thing. When he said chazok al Chova, and there we, I think the term that I just used now, obsessive compulsive behavior, is also something you can count upon. It's hard to break. It's addicted to a certain behavior, right? Therefore, it's a vadai, not a suffix. Comes and imposes a critical question, one that you should have asked yourself right away. After learning the beginning of the Masechta, you should know Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabin Sveikoto, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochen Sveikoto. What kind of questions do you have here? A Sofik, when he became Tomei, now where is he?
B'Shus HaRabin.
He's B'Shus HaRabin? He's Toho. Sofik, he's B'Shus HaYochen? He's Tomei. That's Aloch Lo Chubisina too.
That's
a Sofik B'Shus HaYochen. It is all, right? We learn from Soto is Aloch Lo Chubisina. That's Tosfos Kashi. Sofik Guru HaYishaita. Look at the Tosfos. Daniel, you're falling asleep on us today. Tomar, Bahai Bo Heche Koi. Where was this bowl? They threw it in, and the Koyan leaned over this bowl. Ibil Shusarabim, Afil Bisofik Achas Toho. Meaning, I don't need a stretch right here. So one Sofik is Ibil Shusayochid, my Mishana Shitila Kimin Nefil a bowl. So you made another Sofik? So what? Well, Tanya, Bushus Hayochid. Called Sveikol Shatayocho Laharbos is Tomei. A Sveik is Tomei B'Shus HaRabim. That's why I use the first lotion, Sveik Achas Tol. There's only one Sofik here. But you want to contrast that with the next statement, B'Shus HaYochid, even many Sveikers will be Tomei. Okay? Come traces with the Teres I gave you. That instinctive behavior is vadai. Yeshoma the greiras chulde ubadlis have a sofek harogel the korav levadai. Biteida da apilu midei vadai boil meimar shemotzi zeh a sofek. In the beginning of the question, we didn't have a sofek neifel. We had a vadai neifel sofek zochas sofek keva. Yet you're willing to say that Sofik Guru, how would you think of such a thing? Why would you think that a Sofik could be Moshe Levada? Okay, that people here listen to a little halachas here that from the Omeri, the tzoch loma the ragle hakoin hoye b'shus harabim. The ragle hoye b'shus hayochid, neches dilma goru k'neged ragle b'tumu b'kas v'yole. The alkochach leke b'chareim poser tefach, the chiyse maimol gerero, hop zoser tefach mevi atumu. What's he asking? How does the guru become a vadai? I answered just now. Since it's instinctive, right? The badai giru. Therefore, it's both simi dei badai. Tosus, in his first tenets, takes the Loshen Giru literally. They dragged it to their lair, to their den. Right. Now, where is their den? My assumption is, he says, that the den is in that pit. You threw it in the pit, right? Then a woodchuck. We have a family that lives in our backyard that's busy digging tunnels all over the place. So we say this animal tunneled, that's the place that recreates the case, tunneled in, right, and dragged the Nephil into its lair. And where's the Kohen? The Kohen is, if he's standing in Rishus HaYochid, then what's the good? Listen to this important halachas. Now, it's hidden in the this little Teres of Tosfos. Visualizing the situation. Okay? Here's Rishus HaYochid. The Kohen is standing here. Why aren't you afraid that the animal dragged the Nephil under here? So now, underneath the feet of the Kohen, you have a dead body. Now watch carefully. The opening had to be less than a tefach, less than 3.6 inches. Why? Because if it's more than a tefach, then if the tumor is here, the tumor is here also. The tumor is not chotzeis the bnei atumah. Does not the guru. If it's open, then it is not removed from the place. I have tumah over here, poser tefach here. The tumah is here also. Poser tefach is maybe a tumah. Therefore, I must assume that the opening was less than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, this is all Tosfos recreating something, then the dead body is lying in a compressed area less than a tefach. Now, assuming the layer is less than a tefach, right? Then the halacha is tuma bokas v'ole. Then, even though she dragged it, the chulda dragged it, the Nephil into its lair, so what does the good does it do? The tumor will go two ways. If there's a paser tefach, the tumor goes out here. So it's, even though you dragged it away, and the kohen leans over, he'll become tummy. If the opening is less than a tefach, and he's standing, then he'll be standing on top of a grave. A grave that doesn't have a paser tefach is tumor bokas v'ole. In Eretz Yisrael, unlike America, when they bury differently than we do. First, they don't use a coffin, number one.
Yeah,
number two, if anyone ever attend a funeral in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, did you notice that they have blatos? They put the mess down, then they cover it with tiles, right? And then they put the soil on it. What's the tiles? What they actually do is they make there a chotzeis b'pnei atuma. The tiles are more than a tefach away from the body. Only 3.6 inches, right? Then the tumor is self-contained. So, halacha l'maise, if someone walked over that grave, wouldn't become tummy. Because the tumor is not bokas v'ola. Our mesim, since we bury them, right, then the coffin collapses, When it does, as long as the coffin, even the coffin, even when it's there, there's no tefach between the individual and the and the cover of the coffin, right? Therefore, tumas bokas viole. If, however, you make an ohel inside, there's an internal ohel in the keber, right? That
how
avoids tumas bokas viole. Part of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to reduce the amount of tumah that's around.
So how would you do that exactly? You just make a row of bricks. You have to actually make an ohel. Or you can just put bricks around.
I'm sorry.
To make an ohel, you actually have to build like an ohel.
No. You have the
bases
in the ground.
Yeah.
There, and just have the covers over it. Although they have in the way it's done. They do have blatos on the side also.
Just to hold it up.
But that would be a factor in Hilchos Tumah
V'Tahor. And it just needs to be a tefach.
The cover
over
alone would be. Oil is the cover alone.
And it just needs to be a tefach over him.
I'm sorry?
It just needs to be a tefach above
right.
The mes, and that's it.
It should have to be a paseach tefach between the mes and the gag and the roof.
And that's.
Okay? So look, now look inside. Look how Tosafot posed the question. Omer hi, tzorch lomar the ragli hakohen hoye b'rishus harabim. Why? Di ragli hoye b'rishus hayochid, right? And b'rishus hayochid, there's a suffix. Did they drag the nefel under his feet? Right? Nechud dilma guru k'neged raglov. And then tumah bokas viola. And in b'rishus hayochid, every sveiko we go l'chumro. Therefore, you must say that the Kohen was standing in an area called Rishus HaRabim. And I, you tell me that it's not Bokas V'Ole because there's more than a tefach between the Nefil and the top of the lair, the top of the tunnel that this Chud the Badal is built. You must say there's no opening the size of a tefach. Why? The Iker. If there is a Poser Tefach, my moral is greater. What good, excuse me, what good does it do to say the animal dragged it away? It won't be away. If there's a Poser Tefach, the tumor will lead into the bor anyway. Her Poser Tefach may be a tumor. Visualize the situation. I have here the ground of the bor. And here I have a Poser Tefach, right? And the Kohen is standing over here. I mean, is leaning over here. If it's a Poser Tefach is maybe it's a tumor. He'll be tummy anyway. Therefore, the only way you can learn Pshat is that the Kohen was standing Birshus HaYochid. I'm sorry, Birshus HaRabit. But Birshus HaYochid, every Sufik, we'll say he's tummy. Sans Birshus HaRabim. And you must say, right, that there was no Poser, the Leker Poser Tefach, right? Because if a Poser Tefach, then there'll be maybe it's a tumor no matter where he's standing. Just by leaning over, he'll be leaning over the tumor. So what then? You say there's no Poser Tefach. No Poser Tefach, what does that guarantee you? Anything. Tumah bokas viole. So have a suffix, maybe it's right underneath his feet. Oh, very good. It's b'rishus harabim. B'rishus harabim is fake or tohol. Therefore, we pass him to cool it. But had he been standing b'rishus harabim, I'm sorry, had he been standing b'rishus hayochid, we would have made him tumah memonoshach. If there is p'ser tefach, then maybe it's a tumah. There's no p'ser tefach, it could be that it's under his feet. And bokas viole. And b'rishus hayochid, we have to be machmir l'chumre on every suffix.
Once Tosfos is saying there that he's in Rishus HaRabim, so how is he understanding the Gemara? Once he's saying he's in Rishus HaRabim, how is he understanding the Gemara?
I'm sorry?
Once he's saying he's in Rishus HaRabim, how is he understanding the Gemara? It goes back to his original question.
No, why? If he's in Rishus HaRabim, yes, why do you ask? But there was a body mess there.
But
not a suffix.
And then once the Gemara says this is Safek, it asks, what about Safek? What do you mean, Ein Safek wants to be Dei Vada? We've created a Safek.
But right in the first, in the Havamina of the Gemara, there was no Safek. It was a Vadei Nefil there. Then the Gemara answers that Goru. But Sassof, there was a Vadei Mess in there, and he leaned over. Right? The Safek Goru. Start off with a Vadei. The Vadei Mess in the bowl.
Yes.
And then the question is, Safek, did they take it? Did an animal drag it away?
Right. So if he's in Rishus HaRabim, we have a Safek Tuma.
So if it's Rishus HaRabim, if the whole thing was Rishus HaRabim, right, and then there is no Safek. Before you answer Goru, there's no Safek. It's a Vadai.
What's the Vadai?
Vadai to an eighth of a bowl.
But that's not the question whether or not she threw it in. The question is, did he come into contact
was
with
he
it
to
become tame? Did he come into contact with it to become tame?
Right, what a stupid question you're asking me. Was he tame? He leaned over and there's a dead body there. So he's tame. So no, could be there was no dead body there. Two reasons. No, but either, of course, maybe she didn't throw in something which is a body, threw something ruachi pila, as we defined up that mole, right? Or it could be they go who. But right away, first of all, you have a simple shaila. There was a badai mess in the bowl. He leaned over. Idiot. Your tummy, period. So, no, maybe not tummy. Why name it tummy? Maybe she didn't throw in a dead body. She threw in like a dead body. Second, maybe there was a dead body, but it was dragged out. Those are the speakers coming later. But the original shaila was a good shaila. You have a badai mess, right? And then you have you are matzarim because sofek geru. So you have to answer in order to break that vados. I got to do something. How do you break the vados? Either by saying it wasn't badai ames, right, or by saying it was not a sofek geru, it was a badai geru.
I'm still not understanding.
Huh? What's troubling you?
You're saying that it was a...
I'm trying to prove to you that a suffix can be a day by day.
Yes, I got that far. We're trying to prove that. But the point is that the Gemara's case, if you're saying you're in a Shusa Rabim, I mean, suffix won't be day by day.
But that may be a suffix first. There's no suffix. When we start to
see, that's where I'm losing you. The case of the Gemara started out with Uvam Asafech Am Viteru Mivnesha Cholde Uvardos Mitzuyim Shem.
Which one? Surely. So there's a Vadai. It started off with a Vadai. At 12 o'clock, when she threw the snake from the bowl, there was a Vadai mess there. Right? He came at 12:30 and he leaned over there. What's the shaila? There's a badai mess there. He leaned over his stomach. Oh no, there's a suffix. Maybe an animal came and dragged it away. So you had a vados and you want to break the vados, not with a badai guru. Suffix guru. Suffix mess in the badai. Right? Very good raya.
But the moment that you've created any sort of suffix at all.
I'm sorry?
Even without a suffix motsimi de badai, the moment you've created any sort of suffix, you then have suffix tuma versus sarabim.
No, Sophic Tumor Show. It was a Vadai Tumor Show.
How was it a Vadai Tuma? It might not have been there.
I threw a Vadai Nefil.
But it might not have been there anymore.
I'm sorry?
It might not have been there anymore.
Why should you think of that?
What?
No one would think of that. Until you give me the tales about that who the bottle of Suyin Shum and so on, why would we have any Swakers?
But until we give that answer, then we don't have a Gemara. The Gemara started out by saying we had a Vadai, and then we had something that took away that Vadai.
Right.
And so we assume now we have a Suffolk.
We had a
Vadai. The Suffolk, which took away from the Vadai, leaving us with a Suffolk. That was the assumption,
again,
I thought.
No, you had a Vadai. And now you want to make a Suffolk. You come up with a bright idea. Maybe an animal took it. It's a Mishmashugi. There's a Vadai Nefil there, period.
So you want to say the guy's a Vadai Tame?
So he's Vadai Tame. Of course.
So we're completely ignoring the Suffolk of something that might have happened.
No. If you knew there was an apel there, you knew he leaned over, that says he was a Koyin Shota. Idiot. Of course you tell me. So if that's the case, how come the Rabbanim are so smart, they made him tall? The Rabbanim also showed him. They also did not allow it. I said, no, Rabbanim figured that this suffix of Biru is not a suffix, right? It is a natural law, right? That animals will respond to this nafel and will surely come because it's an area where they live, right? Or mitsuyusham may even mean they live in that hole, right? This seems to be the way Tosis does it. This is it's their lair leads it to the hole. Then it becomes a vaday. So it's a vaday and a vaday. And same thing by the Chacham, right? We want to make it into not a suffix, but into a vaday by calling him, right, a chover. Chazok al chover, that he has a obsessive compulsive behavior, right, that doesn't let mice sit around. You have, it shouldn't happen to you, but you have that among our women, right? Some of them are compulsive house cleaners, housewives. You can't leave a dish, right? Disappears. Right? There can't be a dish left out. So vada, can't leave it there. Leave it there. I'll take it away later. No. There are such people. I remember.
It's like a. Shabbos, why you can't have a meeting? Still in the middle of eating, the waiter's coming to take away my plate.
We lived in Washington Heights here. We had five children. And I was working my doctorate, and Mrs. Sendler, Zohar Lavocha, was teaching at Breuer's, teaching math at Breuer's there. So we needed help in the house, so we got a British maid from an agency, a Londoner there, who was obsessive compulsive cleaner. Yeah. I remember once my wife complained that she doesn't change the towel, the dish towel, so on, the same dish towel all the time. Yeah. And she answered, no. When she wakes up in the morning, or before she goes to sleep at night, she washes, takes off all the towels, washes the washing machine, and puts them back up. You think it's the same towel, but it went to her. So compulsive, right? Couldn't leave a towel hanging, and someone wiped his hands on it once. By us, 2 days also good, right? Couldn't. Sure that the nook that never had a dirty towel hanging. Right? This is a kind of woman you get rid of quick, yeah, because it makes you nervous. It's not good for your mental health. Okay. Yeah. It took longer than I thought. I asked you the English translation of Masek. I was referring to the Tosfos, right? Did he miss the Tosfos? I don't know. Because Tosfos learns Mosek Zasim. Does he mention it there?
Yes,
sir. Masek means a fellow who runs an olive press. No, it doesn't mention that? Okay, so you missed up on something.
Yeah. He says it's in a different Masechta, refers to it as Matzik.
Sorry?
It says in a different Masechta, it says Matzik.
What does it say?
Here it's Masik, but in Avodah Zarah it's Matzik.
Yeah. No, that's the tzaddik.
Right.
That's what the tzaddik is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says the double gilsa, but the meaning of the sama, what does it mean? He doesn't say. Use the power.
Yeah.
No, that's a tzaddik. Matzik. Matzik is one who holds you by the ear and pulls. He squeezes you. Right. But matzik with the sama means he runs an olive press. Okay, let's see where we're up to now. Take and as far as we go. Now comes the main sugya that I introduced yesterday. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman. Beso the Raiso the Rabbonim. Amalu, you with us? Let's quickly have a few minutes, 5 minutes. Me the Amar Hune Chavre Mishmei the Rav Isha Sheshel Veset. Higiyash as vessel of vodka. Ulu the soap rosa, Hoshes is a vessel, but Hoshes is a riosa. If she had a vessel, she wasn't bodic, and then 2 days later she saw dam, right? Then we assume that she was a nida at the time of vessel and became a nida again, or came aware 2 days later. So Choshesh is Levesta, so any Taharos that she was in contact with before the Veset, is okay. After the Veset, not. Right? And Choshesh is Leviosa. Right? It's not a practical time difference. Choseshes Levesta, meaning we asa all her taros 24 hours before the time that was her visit, and we asa all taros 24 hours before the riyah. That's the same 24 hours. Once you asa 24 hours before the visit, you certainly asa her after the visit. She was Modekes Peshas Vesta. We assume that she became a nida then. And anything after that, after your message, she wasn't Modekes, she Asura Levailo, or at least Asura Letaros, depending on how you have tried in the Sugi, whether it's only for Taros or for Bala also. But then Choshesh Levesta means we assume that at the time of Vesit she Roaso, and therefore she's Asura, meaning she's Metame Taharos 24 hours, Meis Leis. The way the Mishnah taught in the beginning. Almo vestos the Raisa. Or not so. Ike di Amri. Hoche kamale. Taima de Rosa. Holo Rosa echoshen. That Rosa doesn't add anything. He said, what's the Achaka Rosa teach you? She's Tomei because you passed the Veset without Bedika. So the Rosa doesn't add anything. So why did he add Rosa? To let you know that what? Taimo, the Rosa, Holo Rosa, ain't Choshishin. If she hadn't seen that, we wouldn't worry about it. She passed the Yom HaVeset and didn't make Bedika. Amma Vasos, the Rabbonim. Remember, the Rosa doesn't add anything L'chumra. The Chumra is already caused, if you hold that she became a Nida at the time of Veset, it's after the time of Veset. Look at Rashi. Choshesh is the Vesta. Imzman Vesta Kodim Me'isla Eisha Riosa. Then metamin taharos the veset ve'elach dilmo bezmano bo v'me'ei shel riosa Kodim Levesta, Doloshosa Mishas Vesta Adriosa Meisleis, Azlin and Bosari, with Tame Meisleis. If the Besset came before the Rie, it doesn't add anything. The Rosa. She's the mayor because of the Besset. Zakadaita, with an army in Botko, Motsa Tahora, even she made a bedikah in the Choshesh's Levesta. Even though she made a bedikah after the Yom HaVeset, she made a bedikah. She didn't see that Rosa, it makes no difference, because Choshesh's Levesta. Vod the Nokad Rosa, Mishum de Boyle Mema, Choshesh's the Riosa. Wants to say also that she also worries about the time she saw was before the Veset. If the time show was before the Veset, and there's no 24 hours between the Veset and the Riyah, then it makes no difference. If there is 24 hours, then there'll be the Chilik. If you worry about the Veset time, then 24 hours before, she was Tomei also. Okay, let's stop here.